But before you do that, let us call the roll to establish a quorum, please.
Senator Steinberg?
Here.
Marget?
Here.
Cogdill? Hollingsworth? Kehoe?
Here.
Huel?
Here.
Machado?
Here.
Migdon?
All right, this quorum has been established. We have one item of business today, one non-fiscal bill presented by Senator Machado, Senate Bill 1543. Welcome, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for the consideration of this bill today. This bill enacts a process by which appeals filed with the Delta Protection Commission are dealt with the commission as a whole. Current law requires an appeal to be heard within 60 days unless the commission, either itself or by delegation to the executive director, determines that the issue is not in the commission's jurisdiction or does not raise an appealable issue. This bill will delete the phrase either itself or by delegation to the executive director to correct the possibility that allowing a delegation to go directly to the executive director bypassing the commission when they have an appeal or an aggrievance. The importance here is that the commission itself should be hearing the appeal, and it should not be held. It should not be an item that would be subject to the delegation to and decision by the executive director. It creates a degree of transparency with issues that would come before the commission, and I'd ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Machado. I support the bill, of course. Last year, the governor vetoed the bill, saying, "Well, the commission can take away this delegation itself." What's your response to that?
I think, again, the intent of the legislature with the establishment of the commission was to have transparency and have the commission itself be the body that institutes and looks at the application of their policy directions in the Delta, and as an appellate body, being able to bring issues of local government to the commission if they're not in conformity with the plans that the commission has for the Delta. This, I think, specifies and just reinforces that it's the commission and not the executive director. And I think that furthers the intent of the legislature here.
Very good. Thank you. Senator Marget?
Senator Machado, has there been a problem? Are we trying to address a problem, or is it a foreseeable problem?
The commission had an opportunity for the very first time to exercise its appellate ability in an issue relating to Yolo County. And in fact, the process worked as was contemplated. What I think what we wanted to do was make it very explicit that that process worked, because it was dealt with by the full commission, was the process to be used, and take out any reference to the ability to delegate to the executive director. And that's what we're trying to do, is be proactive and create a situation that in some future tense, a commission which does change could say, well, we won't want to be bothered, we'll just delegate to the executive director to be able to do that. And I do not think it's fair to the appellant, who would be looking for a transparency in the hearing process.
Okay, is there a motion? Witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? The bill has been moved. Please call the roll on the measure.
Senator Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye. Marget? Marget, no. Cogdill? Cogdill, no. Hollingsworth? Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Kuehl?
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. Machado?
Aye.
Machado, aye. Migdon?
Aye.
Migdon, aye.
Aye. Aye.
The measure has... The measure has five votes, and the measure is out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Machado.
Yeah, would you have an itch on your foot?
The meeting is adjourned.